Now, although the group and the spiritual community are trying to do two very different things, they are nonetheless quite closely, one might even say intimately, connected. There's a sort of dialectical relationship between them, between the group and the spiritual community, and each influences, even strongly influences, the other. The spiritual community has a refining and a softening influence on the group. We could even say that the spiritual community has a civilizing influence on the group. Very often, for the group, the spiritual community is the bearer of culture, certainly of higher, more developed, more refined culture. It may be possible to say a little more about this in a minute or two. In other words, the spiritual community, by its presence within the group, helps the group to be what I call a positive group. That is to say, a group which, even though it is a group, is at least respectful of, considerate towards, spiritual values, at least open to spiritual values. The positive group at least gives space to the individual, even though it isn't a spiritual community. It doesn't insist on the individual being wholly and completely and exclusively at the service of the group, or wholly, completely and exclusively a group member. The influence of the group on the spiritual community, one has to admit, is usually less fortunate. The group always tries to turn the spiritual community into another group, even into a subgroup, even into a part of itself. And very often, unfortunately, it succeeds. And the spiritual community then has to be refounded. And of course, it's refounded, re-established, by individuals who realize what has happened. Yet, unfortunate though the effect of the group on the spiritual community only too often is, the spiritual community cannot cut itself off from the group entirely or completely. This is where the dialectical relationship, as it were, comes in. After all, it's from the group that your potential individuals are recruited. Where else are you going to get them from? They're not going to come dropping down from heaven. That's where you get your potential members, inverted commas, of the spiritual community from. You could, of course, try to produce your recruits yourself. That would say, biologically. But if you did that, you'd speedily become a group. We can say, in aphoristic fashion, that a hereditary spiritual community is a contradiction in terms. The spiritual community has to be recruited afresh in every succeeding generation. There is its weakness, but there also is its strength. Now, I've said that during the Actual Age, great changes took place all over the civilized world. Took place in Greece, took place in Palestine, Persia, India, China. In all these places, individuals started appearing in relatively large numbers. Therefore, it's only to be expected that in these same places, in these same areas, sooner or later, we should find spiritual communities appearing, spiritual communities developing. And that is, on the whole, what we do actually find.